Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A quick visit today with Logan County's Richard Hughes, president of the Kentucky Small Grain Growers Association. And like many others, they've had a good year too.
Yeah, Mike, we've had probably the best year since I've been farming as far as financials and the crop yields have gone. You know, prices are good and the yields have been great overall.
He did a kind of recap of the crop year.
We kind of expected a fair wheat crop with all the rain we had early and getting the nitrogen on and then we were plagued getting the corn out, you know, with lots of rain. We were lucky we got ours in the ground early. And then our double crop beans caught some of the late rains in late August, you know, and they came through and made about 28 or 30 bushels. And, you know, we were really looking for probably about 15 to 20 on them, you know. So it's been a pretty good year.
So there's a lot of producer excitement heading into the UK winter wheat meeting tomorrow at the James Spruce Convention Center in Hopkinsville.
Probably some updates on scab resistance, new fungicides coming out, things along that line. Maybe an update on no-tilling wheat and probably the expansion of the Pembroke line. I'm not sure if that's going to be covered, but that's the state-sponsored variety that the wheat growers have invested their money in through the University of Kentucky. And David Van Sanford has done a really good job of breeding wheats with the university, and we sure like to support him and his program of private breeding lines of soft red wheat.
UK officials say that's a two-way street with the producers' checkoff funds helping support some research that couldn't get done otherwise. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
Back with Small Grain Grower Association President Richard Hughes here on their checkoff, where producers allow 0.25% of their sale price to be deducted for research work, seed money of a sort.
With that money, we divvy it out amongst people that submit research plans for our yearly meeting. And usually we'll have 10 to 15 research presentations given to us, and we'll just kind of scan over those. And the grants that we give out are from, $2,500 to maybe $10,000 or $15,000 to help these researchers in all aspects of wheat breeding and row width, disease resistance, even maybe a few areas of managing weeds in wheat, you know, just kind of cover the broad gambit of wheat production, you know.
Their annual meeting, January 20th in Bowling Green during the Kentucky Commodity Conference. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.